And thank you, Jesus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Heal all of the world who are coming together. I tell you, the people of God have defied what the enemy has tried to do for centuries and eras, and that is to divide God's people. They're coming from every denomination, from every walk of life, the high, the low, the rich, the poor. We're coming together. Why? We're coming together to pray to the same God, God Jehovah, the creator of the ends of the earth, and also to praise him. We believe in praising. We believe that prayer changes things. We believe that a day without prayer is a wasted day. And we believe that you can praise your way to a miracle. This is the new awakening. Yeah, the new awakening is a spiritual shift from the give me, give me, give me approach to God. Lord, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. To the thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for starting me on my way. Thank you for great health, great strength. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for saving us. Just thank you. I tell you, last night on the block line, we sent up at least 2 billion praises or more. And it was just phenomenal. What the enemy meant for evil, God, lets the good come out of it. And so we just want to just thank you for being with us. The prayer line this morning, this is the miracle line. So many miracles have happened on this prayer line. This is the mother line, and we have been given the assignment to have a prayer army across the world. And we're starting what we call prayer sales everywhere. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And we have what we call our ambassadors, and those who are in line to be ambassadors, the ambassador elect. And so we're just trying to follow the instructions of the Lord. And I tell you, God is blessing in a multitudinous way. God bless you. And good morning to all of you. In just a moment, I want to have us speak to the Lord, but let's pray to him first. Heavenly Father, we reverence you, God. We know that you are the creator of all things and nothing was made without you. We thank you for the privilege of coming before you. We dare not come without asking you to forgive us for anything that we've done, anything. We want to be pleasing in your sight. We ask you to take over the prayer line today.
This conference is being recorded.
In the name of Jesus, we ask you to take over the prayer line today. And give grace and give peace and give anointing and give healing virtue and give deliverance, Lord. There are many in prison who need to be delivered. And God, we just thank you for deliverance to those who have been wrongly judged and are serving time for it. Bless them, Lord, and release them. And those who are in prison and have been assigned a lengthy period, God, I pray that you rectify wrong. Only you can do that. And we ask you in the name of Jesus to do so. Now bless, 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 bless. Bless people on this line, in the city, and bless them in the field. Bless their going out and bless their coming in. Bless their family, bless their home. Bless them when they travel, bless them when they return back home. Protect their homes, God. As people travel during the summer, I pray that you protect them and help them to have a safe trip. Bind the enemy, Lord, that wants to do damage. And I pray that you give instead of that, that you would bless in the name of Jesus. Now, circumference this line with your glory and circumference this line with your peace and your love and joy and mercy. Now, bless people everywhere. As they give their praise reports, bless them. As they give their prayer requests, bless them, and we'll give you the praise forevermore. And the glory is thine, Lord. And we ask this properly in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we remind all of us that Jesus said in the Word of God that if we ask anything in his name, he will do it that the Father may be glorified. Thank you, Lord, for it in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. And let me say this to you as I close this prayer that the Lord just reminded me, that many of you have made great sacrifices, and you've done it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Lord. Some of you have come on the blog line and thanked him 1,000 times a night, and many of you in your own private time have given him 1,000 or more thank yous a night. And the enemy would try to do us like he was trying to do there when Moses was on the mountaintop with God, Mount Sinai, and that's the time when God wrote the Ten Commandments. And the people from Egypt, the Israelites, were in the wilderness, in the desert. And while God was on the mountain with Moses, and Moses up there, they melted down the gold that God had blessed them to get from Egypt and spoiled the Egyptians. And when they got there and God was just left for a moment, you know, as soon as he turned his back, they sought to stab him in his back. As soon as he left them alone, they couldn't be trusted. They went and melted the gold down and made a golden image. My point is, God wanted to just completely annihilate the children of Israel. He wanted to annihilate the people who were to come to become his bride, if you read that in the book of Exodus. But Moses spoke up and convinced him and said, God, you cannot do it. Please don't do that. Please don't do it, because the enemy, Satan, the devil, will say that you didn't have the power to deliver your people. And the Bible tells us that God repented. And what does that mean? That means he changed his mind. God can change his mind. He hurled the sun into space and called light day and darkness night, but it didn't have to be so. God could have changed his mind. And I want to tell you something. You've been serving the Lord a long time, and some of you have made tremendous sacrifices in giving him praise. I want to let you know that just as Moses said, God, you can't do this, you can't do that, because the enemy would try to say that you're not able to deliver your people. God, there's some who made sacrifices. And I want to tell you something, that in the name of Jesus, there are certain things that God will do for you. He must do for you, because the enemy is waiting to say that he doesn't have the power to deliver you. He does have the power. All power was given unto him as Jesus rose from the dead. He already had the power already, but the enemy had tried to steal the power by making God's creation, his people, sin. But Jesus went to Calvary and delivered us from that and died on the cross for everything. So God is going to bless you. There's certain things he cannot let you make sacrifices for him and he not bless. It's all the way back to the beginning of the church as they went and made sacrifices. There after he delivered them from the Red Sea and delivered them from Pharaoh and his army. Yeah, they made sacrifices unto God and he blessed them. Those who made sacrifices on this line, I assure you that God has not forgotten you and that you will be blessed. And Jesus remembers when others forget. God bless you. Let's speak to the Lord this morning. He's in the room. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Let me tell you something. He's got to remember those who made those sacrifices for him. Because you've been faithful to him and blessed him. He's going to remember you. God is not unrighteous to forget those things that you have done in the name of Jesus and your labor of love. So rest assured that God is going to bless you. He may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's go into prayer and thank him. We've done the prayer, but let's go into praise. Anybody out there got a praise for the Lord? Are you awake enough to praise him? I tell you, if you can see what he's done for you, some people don't know how much he's done, but if you can realize what he's done for you in the name of Jesus, you will give him praise. So come on right in the name of Jesus right now. Let's praise the Lord, everybody. Praise check right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, goodness. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, God, we give you glory. Oh, God, we give you adoration. You are so awesome, awesome, so ultra phenomenal. So ultra. And glorious, and we praise you, and we give you all the adoration. You are wonderful. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bless the Lord. Glory, Lord. The morning of the Lord. Oh, the power of God prevails. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, God, let the all of the anointing go all through him. All through him. All of the anointing go all through him. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Yes. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we appreciate you. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you, the Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you, everybody. God bless you. Amen. It's wonderful to give God praise. 6 o'clock in the morning, and can you wake up and praise him at 6? Amen. We can. Can you wake up and praise him at 5, 4, 3, 2 in the morning? Yes, we can. Don't forget, I believe it's next week that we have our all-night prayer. Amen. On Wednesday. I believe it's next Wednesday night. Then we have our all-night prayer. And I'm going to ask Ambassador Pfeiffer if she would, not today, but on an appointed day, she will ask all of you who would like to take those slots to lead prayer. Oh, what a wonderful thing. You know what? Prayer is talking to God. I don't know who wouldn't want to lead talking to God. Amen. And I don't know what saint of God wouldn't want to lead people into giving God praise, and wouldn't want to lead people into giving God glory. Anyway, Ambassador Pfeiffer, I'm going to ask her to be in charge of that. May God bless you and keep you. All right, this morning we want to get some praise reports. This is our trend on this line. This is our platform. Praise reports and prayer requests. We've been doing this for a long time, but we haven't got tired yet. It's a wonderful thing. I want to tell you something. When you get something good, and it comes from God, all good things come from God. You know, don't let the flesh, amen, make you so anxious to change from it. The enemy does that. I want to say, if you're flighty, you have to watch that thing, that you got to flip here and flip there and flip here and you change here and change that. Watch that type of thing. I believe that this scripture applies to not only to one thing, but it applies to a lot of things. It says, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. You notice God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And it goes all the way down to his creation. Got to watch how you flip here and flip there. I think I gave an example last night on the blog line. My wife and I were members of St. Andrews in Denton, Texas. When we were in Texas, we were there for 26 years, the same church. All that flipping around. We got some people here in Kansas City two sisters who, my brother told me, and he counted them up. He said they had been members of 23 churches. You got to watch that flighty spirit, that flipping spirit. You got to have a change here. You got to have a change there. And I understand that many people do. You don't want to change this and that. But when you flip here and flip there, what's that? That's not of God. That's the demon. That's a demon that has you doing that. Be careful with that. That's the demon that has you doing that. Because it's not the nature of the Lord. Yeah, the Lord is the same yesterday, today. He's steadfast. He's unmovable. That's the spirit of Christ. But the other spirit is not the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not the spirit of God, Jehovah. So be careful with that. Now, we have a platform, and that is to give God praise. That's a good thing. Uh-huh. So you come, when the Lord does something for you, bing, that ought to go in your mind, go out in your mind, bing, I'm going to tell this praise report on the prayer line. God did it, and you remember what he's done for you. So I want to open up the prayer line. Well, is there anybody who would like to take these praise reports? Amen. If you would, just jump in there and speak up. You could take those praise reports. Amen. Just give your praise report and ask for other praises, other praise reports. Anybody like to do that? If so, speak up. Mm-hmm. Who can take that? Are you there? Do y'all hear me? Who could take that?
God bless you. Mm-hmm. Take the praise report this morning. God bless you.
All right. Who is that? Now, identify yourself.
This Ambassador Pfeiffer. God bless you.
All right. You know how to do it, and the line is in your hands. God bless you.
God bless you. Bless you. Praise God for this day. Praise God. And we know that we are excited also about the youth prayer line. And we're thanking God for the youth that are on the prayer line at nighttime. And we're just praising God for the blog line and all the opportunities we have throughout in one day just to give God some time, to give God praises, to bless his holy name. And I am so thankful to be in that number, to be able to praise God and lift up his holy name before the world, let the world know that I love the Lord, and hallelujah, and I won't take it back. And I'm blessing his holy name this day. Praise God for the chief ambassador, for the first family. Praise God for the mother of the nation, how she did that prayer. I tell you, if Mother Johnson can yet pray, what about me? What about me? Not you, but me. I put myself there. What about me? And we're just thanking God for all the lovely people on the prayer day. Praise God, praise God. That's my praise, just to be on the prayer line. It's God. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. I tell you, Paul said, I count not myself to have apprehended. Nothing I do can I take for it. All the credit belongs to the Lord. Praise God. And I give him all the credit. Amen. I can't take credit for nothing. Not even when I comb my own hair, I can't take credit. Praise God. Because that's his strength I'm using to comb my hair and to groom myself. So if you want to give God the praise this morning, let him know about some of the prayer requests that you've already sent up, how God has answered them. Praise God. We pray for health and strength. And even just like on yesterday, I had to step away from the phone and receive the call because the doctor couldn't wait. He had to call me and tell me about this update praise that of the report on my health. And I just thank God because that was the first time I'd gone for an annual checkup. And it turned out that everything was all right. And I thank God. Give him the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have a praise report this morning, let's not be slowful about it. Jump in here. Give God the praise. Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Sister Garnier.
Good morning, everybody. This is 773. Ambassador Elect Jolene Garnett.
Bless you.
Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. I thank God for this prayer line. God has truly been good to me down through the years. I haven't been in the hospital. You know, some people be in and out of the hospital. I thank the Lord how he just keep me, how he would just protect me in all thy ways. And I just thank God for Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty and the mother of the nation, Mother Johnson. You all have been such a blessing, and this prayer land is tremendous. It has been a blessing to me. You all be blessed and have a wonderful, blessed day today.
Amen. Amen. You are so wonderful. Like, mine has been a blessing. So many people. God bless you. Go ahead, Ambassador-elect Peterson.
God bless. I thank God. Excuse me. I thank God for keeping me. I thank him for waking me up this morning. I thank God because he's good. I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for everybody on the prayer line, giving out to Pastor Johnson. God is good. A few weeks ago, about a couple weeks ago, I had a surgical procedure, and God, everything came out fine. I thank you, praise God, because God is good, and he's a healer, and he's a deliverer. And I put my trust in God, not in man. I thank and praise God for everything he does for me. I thank for everything he do for me. I continue to bless his name, and God bless everyone on the planet, all the ambassadors, all the ambassadors elect. God bless.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Carrie Jackson, area code 616. Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
I would like to thank God for Jesus, for salvation, for eternal life. I would like to thank God for being a just God, a faithful God. I just want to thank God for being I am, and I thank God for the prayer line. Have a blessed day.
Good morning. Good morning to the saints all over the land. God bless National Ambassador Johnson, to Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, or Ambassador Pfeiffer. I thank God this morning for just being alive. I thank God for being on the prayer line, and I thank God for the prayer line this morning over the nation. May God bless each of you. I'm doing fine. I'm just trying to make it through. God bless you, and I hope his peace be with everyone that is on the prayer line this morning. I'm still here, Dr. Lacey.
Glory to God. This is Ambassador.
Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Stiz from Arkansas. God bless all the saints of God, and I just want to give God the praise for just waking me up another day, a day that I've not seen before. And praise God for the assignment that he has for me on today. I praise God that no weapons formed against me this day will prosper. I praise God that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I praise God this morning that no weapons that are forming against me and the people and the saints of God will prosper. I praise God because he lets me know in the word that let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And this redeemed, this saved, this delivered woman of God, just want to tell God thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I love him. And I'm still rejoicing. We are in our state convocation this week, and Mother Rivers was with us on last night. And I tell you, men and women of God, it's a blessing to just be in the presence of a great woman of God as such, and who is always reminding us of holiness. And I am stirred even the more. We need to be reminded even again and again. And that's why I love the prayer line so much, because it's a part of my life. It's a part of the charge that I have every morning. God bless all of you, and just keep giving him the glory.
Bless your Ambassador Stiff. Always glad to hear your cheerful voice. Praise God. Someone else was trying to get in. Go ahead.
Yeah, this was Sister Jerry. I just want to thank and praise God. You know, last week I so bogged down in bills, I didn't know what to do, taxes due and everything. And I had talked about anointing your bills. I anointed my bills with my oil and messed around and gave all of my oil away. So, but anyway, I got a call. My son said, Mom, what about your tax? I said, oh, yeah, I sent him the bill. He said, text it to me. I texted to him. Yes, last night, night before last, he told me, Mom, did you get your receipt? No, I didn't. Go down there. I went down yesterday. I got down there. I picked up the receipt from there. Taxes paid in full. $1,700.
Great.
TV bill paid. I said, oh, praise the Lord. I couldn't do nothing but get back in my car and holler, thank you, Jesus, thank you, all the way back. And I just thank and praise God. Now I'm out of my world. So I just want to thank you for that. And that fiery prayer yesterday morning from Dr. Pfeiffer, oh, my God, you could feel it through the phone. Mm. And I just thank and praise God for you.
Hello. God, praise God. That's the way to do it when the Lord bless you, Sister Jerry. Just get back in your car, and if you have to holler, holler.
You got that right.
Great. God, praise God. Praise God. Amen. But give God the glory. Let him know how much you love him. Let him know how much you appreciate what he's doing for you.
Yes.
He didn't have to do it, but he did. Glory.
Yes.
Amen. Thank God for your children. He is such a blessing to you in your life. I know one time you gave the testimony of how people made fun of you when you had all these little kids with you.
Lord.
Little. And then when they grew up, the people that had laughed at you and laughed at them and so many needed their help. Praise. Had to consolidate with all the children. And you let one of your children come over and help me clean and cook and help me do this. So we thank God. Amen. Thank God for a mother of Zion like you. Praise for that.
And even take the old people in the house and keep them until they pass away.
Yes. My God. My God. I tell you, be careful.
So.
Be careful what you laugh at. Be careful what you think. The enemy has a way of trying to trick you, trying to make you laugh at somebody with a lot of children. But the Bible said, be blessed when you have your quiver full. Woo. Thanking God. Amen. All right. She's lit another torch. Anyone else with a praise report?
Amen. Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Evangelist Williams. Good morning, Ambassador Pfeiffer. It's always good to hear your voice, woman of God.
Angel.
Amen. And God bless you, Chief Ambassador Johnson. Good morning, and God bless to Ambassador Lady Betty and Ambassador Mother Johnson. Amen. I just want to just thank God this morning. My praise report is I just simply just thank God for a relationship with him. He is just so good. I just thank him. He's just so good. You know, he's just good. I just thank him for
all of my sins away. I thank him for keeping me each day, encouraging me, and letting me know I can keep running on. In his name, pray for me.
All right. Amen. That's the way it happens. He's so good, you can't tell it all. Praise God. One more praise report. Give me another one. Amen. Who else want to shout out for the Lord? Glory to God. Glory. Glory. And, you know, I just want to encourage your hearts that when you put people on the prayer list, on the prayer request list, come back and let us know how God has touched those people, how he's healed them, whether or not whatever the situation may be, come back and let us know. I'm losing my voice a little bit just from praising the Lord all day and all night, and even night the service, and even on the broadcast on last night. Praise God. The people calling in, talking about the Lord. Hallelujah. How good. Glory to God. God is them. Praise his name. I can yet feel the anointing, and I feel the touch from heaven above just from waking me up this morning, knowing that I have another day, that I have a journey, and I can praise him all day long. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for some of the people he's even put in my life. And I am thanking God because the Lord is elevating. He's elevating us. We're supposed to have lunch over at Rahmat Ali's house. And this is Muhammad Ali's brother that has invited Deacon Pete and I over to have dinner with him and have lunch with him. And he's supposed to be coming to our service on Sunday evening where I'll be speaking. So we're just thanking God for some of the people that he's putting in our path. And the man said, he told Deacon Pete, he said, that's a saved woman there. Glory to God. And, you know, I thank God for people being able to see the holiness in my life without having to wear a sign on my back. And it's not me. It's not anything I've apprehended, but it's the anointing of the Lord. And I just give God the glory and the praise. So I am thanking God because these people are Muslims. And I am praising God. Hallelujah. For even a Muslim being able to see God in my life. Thank Jesus. Praise God. We're looking for one more praise report. Just one more. Somebody else. Who else has that praise report? Are you there? One more. All right. If you can't tell it, let me tell it. I thank him. I'm thanking him for all the praise reports going up before the throne of grace this morning. Thank God for what he has done for everyone that gave a praise report. And I pray that even your praise report be increased. Amen. Even on tomorrow, with those that gave praise reports this morning, I pray that you have another praise. Bye to God and blessing God. And we want to continue to keep our first family of first fruit up in prayer. And those that we haven't heard from in a while, and we know that Ambassador Stern is making some changes and doing some things right now. And so we just want to continue to pray for her and Dr. Ambassador Gary Stern. Just keep them in your prayers. God is just moving them from higher heights to higher heights. So because every move in God takes you higher and higher. And I know they're somewhere looking to the hills from whence cometh their help. Because I heard somebody say, my help come from the Lord. Glory to God. My help, hallelujah. My help come from the Lord. Every time I reach up and comb my hair, every time I reach up and put my clothes on, dress myself, my help come from the Lord. Praise God. Who made heaven and earth? Praise his name. And if you were watching on TV some of the storms and things and the churches that were burned to the ground, how the Bible was left there on the stand. The entire church burned down, but the Bible was open up there, and the Bible was left. Hallelujah. You tell me God can't cool it off in the fire. My God, all he has to do is blow on it. Glory to his name. Just blow on it. His word is going to stand. He said heaven and earth pass. My word is going to stand forever and ever and ever. Glory to his name. And the entire church was struck by lightning and burned to the ground. But the word God was standing. Glory to God. To let you know that God had been there. God had visited that place.
Yes,
Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It was all in his name. All in his name. Everything we do. Amen. Amen. Every prayer we pray, we say in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, because it's all in his name. God bless you, Chief Ambassador, just for allowing me to wake up and shake myself and realize God is still on the throne. Glory, glory. He's still there, still waking me and shaking me. Glory to his name. Thank God for his ambassador, Lacey, on the phone this morning, praising God and thanking God for touching her and blessing her. Amen. And just so praise reports this morning. And at this time, we're going to turn it back over in the hands of our most capable and wonderful ambassador, chief, and Dr. Bernard Johnson. God bless you, chief. Take it away. Are you there? All right.
Yes, I am here. I am here. God bless you, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for mentioning Dr. Lacey. Mother Johnson is in pain. I'm going to ask Dr. Lacey, if you're still there, to the word of prayer, pray for Mother Johnson.
Heavenly Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for all that you have done. You've been so good. You've been so kind. I, too, been in pain, but I didn't complain. We just won't say. And, Lord, we ask that you would bless the national ambassador of this prayer line and his lovely wife. My God. Look on the angel of this prayer line, Mother Johnson. Lord, you see the pain. You know how to move the pain. You know how to touch her body and deliver her, Lord.
Lord,
your child. He's your child. She has done the work of the work. Taught a lot of us how to love you, how to serve you, to be proud of everything, whether it's problems or whether it's not problems, just be glad. We all sit here saying God will get the glory out of our life. God is looking for the glory this morning on this prayer line. We lift up our hands against the enemy. We know that he comes. Take space. There's too many people that got faith and favor from you. And we ask that you this morning is deliver her. Deliver her right now. From her head to the sole of her feet. Let every breath touch him. For Mother Johnson this morning, a woman that I love, a woman that I admire, a woman that did all of the things but yet still here, looking to you for grace and mercy. And we thank you for the sons, Lord. We thank you for those that are preaching. We thank you for those that are ministers to the people. Yeah, what happened, Dr. Johnson? Keep on moving for good inside, people. People tried to bring him down, but he's still waiting on you. He's still trusting. He was trespassing this morning. We know some things, but you are in the blessing business, and we are looking to you this morning for your blessing. We thank you for all the things that I've been through. I don't even mention them no more because I know that you're able to do anything but fail. I got calls from some of the on the prayer line, but I told them that I'm still here. Some mornings I'll be on there, but don't say anything because we need to hear from those that elect ambassadors that's pushing their way.
Praise the Lord.
Everybody say, Lord, bless Mother Johnson. Bless Mother Johnson this morning. Deliver her, God. Deliver her, God. Deliver her, God. We thank you for her, and we just praise your name this morning. We praise your name this morning for delivering from those pains. We know you're able to do it. You're able to do it. We know you're able to do it. We know you're able to move.
Yes, Lord. Know you can. Know you can, believe you will.
We know you're able to do it, Lord.
And we're going to thank you for it. We're going to thank you that that's for doing that. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy praise and prayer line.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you so much. Amen. I don't know. I feel in my spirit somebody else wanna got a word that you wanna pray for Mother Johnson. Anybody else? The line is open to you if the Lord spoke to you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? All right. God bless you. Right.
Mother Britt elect.
Yes,
Mother Britt, I would like to pray for Mother Johnson.
Oh, just about.
Go ahead, Mother.
Yes, Lord.
Pray right now, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thanks and praise for who you are.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mama, dear Mother, Lord, Mother of the Nation, Lord. You know, Lord, she loves the Lord. She loves you, Lord. And we know, Lord, that what she's going through right now. You was able. You said, I'm the Lord, that God. That heals
you.
Lord, and you was able, Lord. I know, Lord. You know all what she's going through right now. Not on her, Lord. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sober.
Thank you.
Lord,
you
able to bring
her
out, Lord.
Oh, I know you can. You can give me a little faith.
Jesus.
Oh, God, every one of you things, shake it by me today.
Jesus.
My soul.
The Lord, we cry to you today.
Thank you. Glory, hallelujah.
Oh, by yourself. Lord, touch her right now.
Yes,
bless the Lord in a special manner. Oh, God, bless her.
Jesus.
This is Lady Betty, Lord.